The Senate Transportation Committee has approved a bill that would lift the requirement for annual emissions inspections on vehicles for up to 8 years after the vehicle was manufactured. Joining us on the phone is Senator Kim Ward, chair of the Transportation Committee. She's a Republican from Westmoreland County. Senator Ward, welcome to the program.
If you have
a question or a comment, give us a call, 1-800-729-7532. Send an email to smarttalk@witf.org. You can leave a question or a comment on WITF's Facebook page. On Twitter, we are at smarttalkwitf. Again, the phone number, 1-800-729-7532. What do you think about eliminating emissions testing here in Pennsylvania? And let's listen to what Senator Ward has to say. Senator, why did you propose this legislation?
Okay, so we have five bills in the package. One bill, SB 72, will lift the requirement for emissions if your vehicle is 8 years or newer. They have enacted this legislation in both California and New Jersey and maybe a few other states, but I use those two states as examples because they're big, they are environmentally progressive, but yet this was accomplished. And they did it, and we would do it without losing federal funding because we wouldn't do it without the approval of the EPA. So if we have EPA approval, we won't lose our funding. And I think it makes common sense. If you look at the 25 counties that are required to for annual emissions, to perform annual emissions, you still have a 96% pass rate with half of the cars that are being inspected for these emissions are older than 8 years. So, you know, we're not really, we are in compliance or higher than compliance in many areas throughout those 25 counties with the Clean Air Act, which was enacted, and this was all based on the Clean Air Act of 1990. So here we are almost 30 years later with much more fuel-efficient vehicles. You know, we're making them, forcing them to be more fuel-efficient, but yet the consumer isn't being able to take advantage of that fact.
So when you're saying, when you're pointing out that most and the overwhelming majority of vehicles are in compliance, in other words, they pass the test. I mean, the figure I saw was that like 2% of vehicles that are 8 years or newer actually fail the test. All right, that's one
Correct.
Thing. But there has to be another reason. I mean, do you look at this as being anti-consumer?
I look at it as we are forcing consumers to pay for something that may not be necessary. And we all know we have enough to pay for. And all the consumers want clean air. You know, we all have families. We all live on this planet. But if we're in compliance, there is no reason to continue down this road. This was based on something 30 years ago. And 30 years ago, you know, things were different. We didn't have these fuel-efficient vehicles. And I think part of it, too, you know, we were still being put into our industrial past that we have had. So things are different, and consumers should be able to take advantage of that.
You know, I think back to the history of emissions testing in Pennsylvania. Go back 20 years ago during the Ridge administration, when Governor Ridge was in office, that we had this program where we spent millions of dollars, I say we, meaning taxpayers, to build emissions testing facilities. And then that was very unpopular and went away after these facilities were constructed. You still see them about nowadays being used for other purposes. Then, you know, emissions testing, the money that was spent by the garages and the mechanics, all the equipment that they had to buy. Also understand that there may have to be an update for those that provide emissions testing coming soon, correct?
Okay, so PennDOT in 2016 required all of the stations that choose to do emissions, because they're not forced to do emissions, that choose to do emissions, to have this updated equipment by October of this year. And, you know, some of them have already bought this equipment, which is, you know, somewhere around $7,000. Some of them lease it. Some of them haven't done so yet. Senator Vogel has a bill that is in this package that would lift that mandate until we are maybe able to change things or, you know, maybe go back to it. But he has that bill. I think it's important that it gets passed before any other garages are forced to do that if they want to continue to do emissions. So each garage, at least in, I know of the counties that we've talked about, there are seven counties that Senator Langerhoek has a bill to remove from the program altogether, because there was a resolution done in 2017 and to look at that and to look at the 25 counties. And those seven counties look like they could come out of the program altogether without affecting air quality. So, you know, we have a lot of bills in the package that do different things. And, you know, I'd love to see this move forward. We did move them out of the Transportation Committee last week, and we're pushing to get a move them all together. It would be a real help to consumers without affecting our air quality.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Senator Kim Ward, Republican from Westmoreland County. She has proposed legislation. Well, as she mentioned, it's one of several bills that have been proposed. This one would eliminate emissions testing of vehicles in Pennsylvania. What do you think? Give us a call, 1-800-729-7532. Send an email to smarttalk@witf.org. On Twitter, we are at smarttalkwitf. Again, that phone number, 1-800-729-7532. Senator Ward, last week when the Transportation Committee voted on this, it was along party lines that it was approved. One of your colleagues, Democrat John Sabatini from Philadelphia, said that one of the reasons they voted against it was, and you've referred to this, that loss of $420 million in federal funds for violating the Federal Clean Air Act. You've also said that if it didn't get EPA approval, that we wouldn't go ahead with it. What makes you believe that we wouldn't lose those federal funds?
Well, because we wouldn't enact it if we did not have the EPA approval. As long as we have EPA approval, we won't lose the federal funds. And that's how we would go about it. We would go through the proper channels because, I mean, gosh, we all know we can't afford to lose any transportation funding here in the state. We're already in a pinch. So we would not do that at a loss of that much money. So that's why the DEP, which is our state environmental department, would go directly to the EPA, which is the national, you know, the federal one, the Environmental Protection Agency, with a revised statewide implementation plan to try to get their approval. And that would be our goal, to get their approval. I'm feeling good that we might be able to do so, seeing that, for example, last fall, North Carolina, the EPA approved 26 counties were removed from doing emissions at all in North Carolina. So I think that we have a shot here, and we should take our shot. We should do that in defense of something that people are paying for that they may not necessarily need to.
Well, I'm sure that that was discussed in your committee. Why then did the Democrats oppose it?
I don't know. This is the reason they gave. I can't speak for why they opposed it. But hopefully if we bring it to the floor, the EPA and the transportation funding issue will maybe be more clarified at that point. We can gain their support.
And DEP, you mentioned, and, you know, we're throwing around a lot of letters here, EPA, Environmental Protection Agency on the federal level, and the Department of Environmental Protection here on the state level. DEP has been a critic of the legislation.
Of course. That's okay.
When you say, of course, that's okay. What do you mean?
I mean, of course they are, and that's okay. Because, you know, we are looking at this as legislators from a consumer standpoint, that are we paying for something we don't need to pay for? Is that a fact of life? And we believe that it is. And the DEP, they may just not want to make the change. You know, I can't speak for, you know, why they do what they do or why they say what they say. But I think in the end, if we're able to get this legislation passed, the DEP will go to the EPA, again, give the federal, I'm going to say that for consumer, for people listening, to the EPA. And if we meet the air quality standards as provided, as required by the EPA, then things will change. If we don't, then things won't change. But we have to take our shot.
Well, and that's, you know, and I can't speak for DEP, but I would assume that the main reason that they would oppose it, okay, you said that they don't like change, but that they're thinking of it for environmental reasons. You're convinced that this would not harm the environment if this testing was eliminated?
Well, it's not going to be eliminated. It's going to be eliminated for 8 years
right,
on newer
okay.
vehicles.
Okay, yeah, I should have clarified.
So, I am confident in that. I'm very confident of that. But if the EPA says, no, it's not, then they won't pass it. I mean, it's kind of black and white. We either meet the criteria or we don't. Mm-hmm. I believe that we do based on the resolution and the testing that has been done just out of those seven counties. I think that, you know, we need to move forward. And everybody wants clean air. I'm with the DEP on that. Everybody wants clean air. But if we have our air, if we're meeting our standards or exceeding our standards, then why are we continuing to do something that was enacted almost 30 years ago? It doesn't hurt to take a second look at many things that were enacted a long time ago. I'm all in on this.
Let's take a call from Mark in York. Mark, you're on the air.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, you're welcome.
So I'm curious.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Let's say I have a car that's 3 years old. What would prevent me from taking the catalytic converters off that car, which are, you know, their emission control equipment? What is there provisions in this bill that would result in fines for tampering with the emissions control equipment?
Yes. In the bill, when your car goes in for inspection, they will be looking for tampering of the emissions. That is in the bill.
Okay, because, you know, the other
if things have been tampered with.
You take the catalytic converters off and you can, you know, basically clean them out, so to speak, and then reinstall them.
Well, it does call for an inspection of the emissions equipment. But, Mark, I don't know why anybody would do that.
Well, I have to admit,
what would be the purpose of a three-year car taking your emission stuff out? I don't know why anybody would do that.
Mustang or Camaro.
It would still be under warranty. So at that point.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call. We were kind of losing Mark there. He mentioned like a high performance car, but you know, that's not an easy thing to do, to remove the catalytic converter. The idea behind it would be that you improve performance. So, all right. So where does the legislation go from here, Senator Ward?
Well, it's out of committee. So we will probably, the next move would be most likely running it through appropriations and then hopefully to a full vote on at the Senate. If that happens and it passes the Senate, it goes to the House Transportation Committee, and the process is again, it'll have to come out of Transportation Committee. There may be amendments, there may not, and then it would come out of the vote on the full House. And if that happens, it all ends up on the governor's desk for his signing or to let become law or to veto.
All right, let's try to take one more call here. Let's see if I can get Lenny on the air. Lenny, are you there? Let's see here. Guess not yet. But Lenny wants to know what can be done if you can visibly see a car that is, belting out smoke that's not in compliance. Well, here we go. Lenny is on the air. Lenny, you on the air now? I guess not. Okay, but what do you do when you see one that is visibly, we've all been behind those vehicles that have a lot of smoke coming out. Well, we see smoke, emissions coming out, dirty air, stink, right, all that kind of thing.
Right. Well, what do we do now when we see that?
I don't know.
I mean, are these people going to get their inspections that are running around with their cars billowing smoke up? They may not even have it inspected at this point. But you're not going to have that issue with new vehicles. And even with those vehicles right now who are billowing smoke on the road, we are still at that 96 to 98% pass rate when it comes to our air quality. And I just want to back up a little bit for Mark. Mark, I have a 2013 Mustang GT with a big old 5.0 in it. And I love the car, but I have never thought about taking out the catalytic converters. to improve his performance. I think that's a very rare thing.
You have a Mustang with a 5.0. Senator, are you into muscle cars or what?
No, I just love the car. I loved it, and I love driving it, and it's just I just drive it in the summer months, but I love it. I love it. I really love Camaros. When I see a Camaro, I go crazy. But I'm so short, I can't see over the front or the back of there because the hood's up high. I love them. I do love them.
We do have a listener comment says by eliminating the emissions test for newer cars, it makes emissions testing seem like a tax on the lower class. I think they're talking about those with lower income. Additionally, if the emissions test is removed from newer cars, more financially successful people can alter their cars without being detected. What do you think about that?
They can do what to their cars?
Well, there's two different questions there. They're saying that it would be a test if it's just newer cars, meaning 8 years or newer. It makes emissions testing seem like a tax on those with lower incomes.
Because their cars will be 8 years or older?
Yes.
Well, okay, so if it's 8 years or older, we also have a bill that makes it every 2 years. But right now, they have to do it every year. Everyone has to do it every year. You know, can the 8 years or older vehicles, that's where we get the 96% instead of the 98%. Can those, right now, they're on the road and they're being tested every year. So now they would be tested every other year.
Mm-hmm. Also,
you know, those are the vehicles that are, if you're putting out pollution, they're probably coming from the older vehicles.
Also, as part of this package of bills, there would be changes on testing certain models of cars in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh that would just be visual, correct? Gas caps, and the inspector would take a look?
But we're talking about the Stefano bill, that's the 9596, I believe. Is that the bill you're speaking of?
Yes.
Because they can't find the equipment. They can't find the equipment to inspect them. They're having a hard time. So that changes that.
Senator Kim Ward, Republican from Westmoreland County, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.